Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mixunderstood, our little corner of the world where we explore and dive into the vibrant and sometimes complex world of the interracial and intercultural experience. In season one, you got to know Amy and I think you got to know us pretty well, as we shared our personal backstories, you know, from our origins to our name changes, the different experiences we had growing up, navigating those awkward teen years, and even carving our paths in the entertainment industry. We then, off of that, sort of did a series of mixed actors in the entertainment industry, and we even went all the way back to Hollywood's golden era and then came right back around to our AI-generated present. We also wrapped up the season with a special finale episode filled with your personal and unique holiday season stories from around the globe. That was one of my favorite episodes. As we turn the page to season two, it's going to be just you and me, baby, moving forward. Amy, again, has taken a new path away from the podcast. She's carving out her own special journey, guys, and welcoming her baby number two. So I wish her all the best with her growing family and thank her again for all the sweet memories we shared here on Mixunderstood. I am in the midst of putting together and shaping up season two. I have a bunch of episodes that I'm kind of working on right now, and then there's a bunch more that are in the process of being made. And all I can say is there's some good stuff in there, guys. I feel so validated that I have decided to continue this journey because I've met some really incredible people and I've had some eye-opening conversations and I feel changed by them, so I can't wait to share them with you. This season, we're broadening our scope to delve deeper into interracial, intercultural relationships and the dynamics of diverse families and so much more. So get ready. Season two is premiering, bum, 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 in just a few days. Tuesday, April 30th. So if you're as excited and nervous, but as excited as I am, and want a sneak peek and some extras, now would be the perfect time to join our Patreon for early access to some episodes along the season, as well as exclusive content. To give you a taste of what's to come, I've pulled together a few highlights from our upcoming episodes.
Cultural differences, they started coming up when we went to India for the first time. That was the
bum, bum, bum.
That was the time when we saw the differences, because here everything is open. You can walk holding your hands together as a couple. You can just be yourself without worrying about who is watching you.
He looked at me and he was like, hey, you stick with your kind and we stick with our kind. Didn't think about it twice, right? I didn't at that time, you know, being like 11 or 12 years old, really think like, oh, that's messed up. It was just like, oh, this is just kind of what it is. Because my parents always taught me, see people for who they are, not for their color, for their character.
Going to Japan, it was beautiful, but it was a hard straddle between the two worlds. And for me, I think I dealt with it as kind of pushing away that Japanese side of me, being like, I am, but I'm not fully. So I'm just going to stick to this American side where I can kind of blend in. And
I was so sort of internally detached from how I looked externally in a way. Like I did not identify myself internally as Asian growing up, that it would really throw me off when I looked at myself in the mirror. And I'd be like, wow, I look really Asian in that mirror. So much more Asian than how I feel.
It was almost like a dissociation. Like I had those moments too. And it felt like almost like I wasn't in my body. Mm. Like I was looking at myself, looking at this person in the mirror. And that wasn't me. I was over here to the side looking at that person who couldn't be me. Like, how can I look like that when everybody else looks a different way? When everyone else looks actually very similar to each other, no shade to white folks, but like very similar, like everybody else had brown, curly, blonde, curly hair and was like, had the very light complexion. Like they all looked the same over here. And then the version of me that wanted to be that was over here looking over my shoulder, looking at me, looking in the mirror, saying, that can't be right.
Like, especially when I was in like Thailand, they were taking pictures of me. They're like, oh my God, you look like Beyonce. I'm like, definitely not, but I'm going to let you have your photo because this is probably the closest you're going to get to Beyonce. I can only imagine how many Thai homes, you know, I'm there in a framed photo on someone's TV, like that time I met Beyonce.
I remember being in the car and they were in the back seat and one of them said, in my next life, when I come back, I want everything to be the same. I want you to be mommy. I want daddy to be daddy. I want, you know, sister to be sister. I just don't want to be chocolate. And I was like, baby. I said, why not? And she's like, because nobody's chocolate. Everybody's vanilla. And I was just like, oh, you know, like, and I was trying to go like, okay, how do I navigate this? Because North County, San Diego is a very white area. And I'm like, no, but we have. And I started naming friends that weren't, quote, vanilla. And, you know, also needing to sit with, oh, I can't navigate out of all of these things for her.
Well, I don't really know those concrete facts that people who are not adopted know. The time that they were born, how big they were, and all of those things. So when I started to unpack my story and unpack the history and the narrative that I was told, I began to question, like, is this even my birthday?
The first thought I had was the questions that you're asking are very much like there is a right answer. And I think that is a place that a lot of parents who are mixed race themselves, because I do work with a lot of those as well. It's not just monoracial parents with mixed race kids. It's also mixed race parents who are like you said, oh my God, wait, they're not going to have as much as, or I was already working on all this stuff for myself. But I think what's interesting to me is that you asked a bunch of questions like, should I and will I speak Hebrew? Will I speak? It's like, what do you want to do? You know, I think that the issue that applies so much to the mixed race experience is this feeling or this belief that there is a right way to be or there's a correct way to interact with the world versus realizing, oh, I don't need to, or I can't follow, first of all the rules that you might have already set out, so I should stop trying. And then second of all, oh, I get to just be me and I can do that however I want. That is the freedom that I wish for everybody, but I try to teach the parents I work with to teach their kids.
All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that little sneak peek. I'm so excited to continue this adventure and exploration with you. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for being such an integral part of this community. See you very, very soon. Mark your calendars. Bye.